You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
Today on the TMZ Podcast.
Welcome to the TMZ Podcast. Derek here.
Courtney here.
Eric here.
All right, guys. We've got a full slate of stories. I was out last week, had a little bout with COVID, but
yes,
I'm healthy again.
I hope so. You're sitting right there.
I'm right next to you.
Right next
no
to
mask.
Us.
I am invincible for the next 30 days. So it's a good feeling to be back.
Sure.
So we've got a couple good stories, like really big stories dominated the weekend. The biggest one in my mind is that the Ballad of Kim Kardashian and Pete Davidson has come to a close.
You have been waiting for this. You,
if only someone could have called it. If only someone had been saying this for the, whatever. What were they together for, 6 or 8
9
months?
Nine months.
He lasted longer than expected.
He
but
did.
Kanye West, who's been fairly quiet by Kanye standards, wasn't going to miss this moment. He posted a mock-up of a New York Times that said, Skeet Davidson dead at age 28. And I love this. The little byline underneath, he put, Kid Cudi meant to play funeral but fearful of bottle throwers. So he got in a shot at Kid Cudi. He's got the Skeet Davidson headline. Obviously, he did the music videos where he buried a claymation of Pete Davidson. He was never a fan of this relationship.
No.
And now it's run its course. I mean, it sounds like the distance sort of killed it. I have my sort of suspicion that it was more than
that's
distance.
That's what they said, it was the distance that killed it.
Listen, people say a lot of things.
Okay. I mean, it's probably true, though. He's over in Australia right now. He's filming a movie. It's Kim Kardashian. She travels all the time. I'm sure it was the distance.
No, but remember, Kanye would spend chunks of the year living in Montana, and he would be on tour, and they were apart a lot, too, and that lasted for a very long time and many children.
Yeah, I read reports that he was sort of had some maturity issues and some impulsiveness.
So what, you think that she dumped him?
I do. I think he would call and say, hey, meet me out here. I'm in Australia. You got a private jet. Come on out here. And I think that can be annoying to a mother of four. She's got four young kids. And there had to be a moment where she just woke up in bed and said, what am I doing dating a 28-year-old? We're not in the same phase of life. Even if he's exciting, he's obviously a big comedic star,
like,
makes her laugh.
Yeah, but help her. It's not, like, as stressful.
It's a lot. Four kids is a lot. I get it. Nannies do definitely help, but she's got a lot of responsibilities on her mind, and her life is here. And you know, you got recitals to go to. Yeah.
She just needed a rebound from Kanye.
Yes,
and
she got it.
Yeah.
Who loses in this? Is he going to sort of date every starlet?
Nobody loses.
This is just a fun relationship.
His resume is outstanding. He will not lose. Like, no, not at all. He has girls sliding into his he doesn't even have social media anymore.
Yeah, no.
Yeah.
What a roster. What a roster. So what does Kim do next? Like, I think reconciliation with Kanye is off the table. Those two aren't getting together even though they got the four young kids. But
no, but wait, I thought
single
she started
Kim for a while?
Didn't she follow him back on Instagram?
Oh.
Wasn't that a thing? And then that's why everyone started to think that they broke up.
Well, they're attached no matter what. They've got
four kids
together, and they've got to, like, sort of figure out functional co-parenting.
And once Kanye stopped sending dump trucks of flowers to her house, then she probably was like, okay, we're
cool
now.
I was kind of mad that Kanye did this.
Yes,
like,
what's
you were
doing this?
So well. I know. It's like, come on. And they broke up on Friday. He just did it this morning. It's like he kind of like already like missed like the
It's sort of unnecessary to sort of dance on Pete Davidson's grave. It's not like,
you know, like when this news broke, Kanye was dancing around his sparsely decorated compound. You know, he was just like
his
so
little
excited.
Asylum with white walls and no furniture. I don't think
a song that comes out.
Look, Kim's not going to take kindly to this. The one other thing I wanted to say is when they were dating, Kim and Pete, Pete would do these things where he took out the kids. Remember, we'd get him out at the Grove, and he took him on shopping sprees and so
got
so
their
forth.
Initials tattooed on his neck.
Yes. Oh, the tattoos.
What tattoos?
He's got the My Girl's a Lawyer.
Then he has the kids' initials. And I think he has one more of Kim.
Yeah, he really went for it. He thought this was forever. Yeah.
But he does this all the time. He did it with Ariana. He had to get those covered up.
What did he cover that one up with?
Cursed.
You know, maybe he should get social media because it's much easier to delete Instagram photos than it is to cover tattoos.
All you got to do is change your grid, man.
Yeah.
You got to, like, actually get these lasered off. But I always thought, look, he took the kids out. He I think, likes being a fun uncle. I think there's part of this that he didn't, maybe she broke up with him, but there may be part where he's like, why am I dating a woman with four young kids? It's fun to sort of uncle it up for a while, but then having four kids is a grind. He would have to be an actual stepfather if he stayed in this relationship and they went further down the road. And maybe Pete was like, I'm 28, I'm a movie star now.
Yeah. He's going to have to hear about this for so long because now he's on the next season of Keeping Up with the Kardashians. No, just the Kardashians now since it's on Hulu.
That's right.
There's a whole other cycle of this.
There's a whole other cycle. Remember, she's like, babe, you want to go get in the shower with me and have sex?
Yeah.
The whole thing is like going to like, come back out.
Ah, the good old days.
Yeah, he's going to be reliving this forever and ever.
You're right. I forgot the whole Second Life. And he's off SNL now, so we'll see. Like we'll see if he can maintain the momentum. That's what I'm curious about. He's off SNL, so he's not in the zeitgeist the same way. Mm-hmm. He's now not with Kim. Does Pete have the chops to be a big movie star? We'll see.
He's got to date somebody that can take the attention away. So Queen Elizabeth. That's it.
Or Queen Latifah. One of the two.
What I also kind of feel bad for is Chloe. Her and Tristan had their baby via surrogate, and like Kim just stepped up and like took all of her news.
Bye bye headline.
And me and my
although she's probably relieved a little bit. There was a lot of like negative Tristan headlines, so she can just enjoy her kid. All right, what do we have next?
Britney Spears and Kevin Federline. Mm. This was rough. We haven't heard from Kevin Federline in what, years?
Yeah.
Like, he, like, kind of, like, spoke out about the conservatorship. He was against it, didn't think that it should be for 13 years, but now he did an interview with the Daily Mail and is throwing so much heat at Britney, saying the kids are trying to, like, avoid her, don't want to be around her.
Two kids, Sean and Jake. How old are they?
They're close to 18, because that's why Britney and Sam are also saying that he's doing this, because his child support, all this income is coming off to, like, an end soon. And so now he's trying to get back out there, and he's supporting Jamie Spears, saying that he's a caring father.
Said he saved Britney's life.
Yes. When the conservatorship happened, everything got into line, and Britney and Kevin went off on this. Like, they can't believe that he, like, spoke out, which...
I don't understand why he did it. He's played this perfectly to this point. He's led a life of, by Kevin Federline standards, quiet dignity. I mean, through all of this, while Britney is twirling and lashing out and in court hearings and the conservatorship and so forth, he's been quiet and he's been a sort of stable presence for these two young kids. And I asked their ages because to me it's very important. They are 16 and 15. Sean is 16, Jane is 15. Their mother was one of the largest pop stars, but now has a bit of a sort of sad aging pop star persona now on Instagram, where she posts topless photos and she twirls around.
Well, that's what they're not liking,
is what he's kind of saying.
It's embarrassing. Yeah.
And I understand them, not wanting to associate with her, really.
Yeah, but just think, there's so many celebrity kids that have that. Yeah. A lot of, we were just talking about Kim Kardashian. She posts naked all the time. Like, a lot of,
Yeah, but it's different going through the conservatorship and the mental breakdowns and all those problems.
Well, that's what he was also saying. The kids, were asking about the conservatorship, and he was like, I can't answer all those questions. I just, said that your mom, needed help, and, that's just,
Although it's interesting so that K-Fed defended Jamie Spears, because there was a rough patch between the kids and Jamie Spears. Remember, there were allegations that he was a rough sort of old school grandfather.
They were calling him names on her social media.
So, look, their mother is sort of, I don't know how to describe it. She's sort of living all this life that she's had pent up for years. And it seems like she wants to cram in as much as possible. She's gotten married to Sam Asghari. She posts very, very actively on Instagram. Mm-hmm. She's going topless. It's like she's just lashing out for all the years that she was cooped up. And I understand her perspective as well, as, this is my life. I've got these kids, but you get one life to live, and she wants to live it in a certain way.
She took her shot back at Kevin Federline. She's like, the thing these kids will regret is having a father who hasn't worked in 15 years.
That was bad.
But this is not good for these kids to hear their parents warring back and forth. We know who K-Fed is, but to them, that's their dad who goes food shopping and stuff.
We knew something was going on, because when you don't go to your parents' wedding, it says something. Like, that's a big statement not to go to your mom's wedding.
And they were big. They sort of took the high road with that and sort of wished her well, even though they didn't attend the wedding. They didn't do any of that stuff. They've sort of been publicly pretty dignified about throughout the whole situation. So to see K-Fed go to the Daily Mail and do an interview, I thought was a misstep. I didn't think it was necessary. He has handled this with aplomb throughout, and it's a difficult situation for Kevin Federline to deal with his ex-wife's antics, but...
Well, the whole interview hasn't come out yet. It's going to air sometime this week on ITV, so I kind of want to wait to see. Yes, because I'm hoping that there's better context, and these are just, headlines that are coming out.
Yeah, I hadn't heard... It's interesting, your theory, though, that now that they are 16 and 15... the gravy train, so to speak, is going to come to an end. And he's going to need some sort of relevance. There's a lot of life left to live for K-Fed. Is he going to get back in the studio, give us
another new Popo?
I don't know that will pay the bills
Popo
necessarily.
Gym, but very sad situation. I hope it gets better. Seeing kids warring with their parents is to me the ultimate tragedy. An even bigger tragedy?
Yeah, a literal tragedy. Anne Heche Anne Heche, remember her, actress from the late 90s, early 2000s, dated Ellen DeGeneres famously, ran her car into a home in Mar Vista, plowed into the house. There was a woman at home with her pets. Fortunately, the woman was not hurt. There was a fire that took an hour for 60 firefighters to put this out.
Mar Vista, like a little suburban neighborhood. Yeah. For people who aren't familiar with L.A., I live near Mar Vista. It's about 10 minutes from my
house. It's one of those places, there's no reason to ever drive more than like 20 miles an hour.
I don't even think that there's a speed limit over 40.
Oh, no. Yeah. And there's speed bumps throughout the neighborhood. It's very family friendly.
It is a quiet little community. She was driving through, apparently had maybe hit a couple of things. Before landing in the house, police are going to do a toxicology report, get a blood sample from her to see if she was under the influence of something. But it was just crazy. Like, there was video of her
being pulled out
on a stretcher, and like for a second you wonder if she was dead.
Yeah,
and then you see her just like pop up and start frantically clawing.
That was the craziest.
Yeah,
yes. She's in stable condition now. Uh-huh. She's expected to survive, but apparently has some very, very serious burns, because you see the charred remains of this. It's a Mini Cooper, I think.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
And it looks like it's been through
roasted.
A movie set or something.
Yeah.
It's roasted. It looks like it's been on a Michael Bay like explosion or something. It's very, very charred.
How she's not more hurt is outstanding.
Yeah, that's a miracle. And the woman in the house, too. I mean, imagine that you're just, like, in your house, and suddenly here comes Anne Heche and Mini Cooper flying through your living room. Like,
unbelievable. Yeah. And apparently there's been a GoFundMe that's raised around $17,000 so far, at least last I checked, for this woman lost a lot of possessions. I mean, your home is filled with, you know, things that you value and treasure, and you lost them in an instant to Anne Heche, like, careening through your living room. It's a pretty tough situation. Now, Anne also had a podcast, right? So there was a podcast that she does with, I think, someone named Heather Duffy.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And in the days leading up to this event, there was an episode that's now circulating on the internet where she was pretty drunk, it sounded like. She had sort of vodka and wine, and they were talking very sort of openly. So people are trying to connect dots. It happened on a different day, even though it was uploaded on Friday when the accident took place. But the cops obviously have some suspicion that something was going on. She was rampaging through a neighborhood.
Yeah. Blood other things. Test.
Yes. So,
I mean, when you get a blood test ordered, someone thinks something's happening.
Yeah, and it's going to be tough. I mean, she's convalescing. We wish her well. Yeah. No one, you know, you don't wish anyone would to be in this kind of pain in the hospital, but she's going to surface and also have to deal with the legal consequences of this.
Yeah.
And there's very, very likely there will be serious ones, maybe sort of misdemeanor hit and run, maybe some DUIs thrown in, things like
and
that.
And she destroyed a woman's house.
Yeah.
And apparently she narrowly missed hitting an actual woman, which would have been entirely
before
different.
The house.
Yes.
Yeah.
So thankfully no one else was badly injured other than Anne Heche, but it remains to be seen how this sort of shakes out, what mental condition she's in. I think we're going to be hearing more about this incident as it
develops. Oh, definitely.
Yeah.
I think that's all we have. Oh, the one other thing I wanted to bring up with you guys.
Bill Maher? What are you talking about?
Did you guys happen to catch Bill Maher?
This Bill Maher on obesity.
Oh,
his rant that he did on his Friday show.
This guy doesn't pull any punches. You know what I mean?
No.
He really just goes for it. And in his I guess it's not a monologue. It's sort of at the end of the show where he does his new rules and sort of his outro. He just leaned in.
There's a disturbing trend going on in America these days, rewriting science to fit ideology or just to fit what you want reality to be. We've gone from fat acceptance to fat celebration. That's new. That is new. To view letting yourself go as a point of pride? We used to at least try and be fit and healthy. And society praised those who succeeded. Now the term body positivity is used to mean I'm perfect the way I am because I'm me.
He's always had a thing about sort of the sugar crisis in America and the obesity epidemic and so forth, because he keeps in good shape and he sort of watches his own weight.
I haven't seen him shirtless. I want to see after this rant.
I don't know if he's shredded, but I don't think he's like obese.
I always look at him and he has.
Do you really?
He has the physique of a man who's never had children. He just lived a bachelor life, and he has, you know, he's in pretty good shape. Look, he's not Harvey shape. Harvey is
none of us
special,
are. So.
Yes, metabolism of a kangaroo rat kind of guy. But Bill.
Kangaroo rat.
Not even a kangaroo.
I know.
Bill Maher, though, sort of is talking about, he really has it in for pants with drawstrings.
Yes.
He thinks this is just
rather
sort of capitulation.
Yeah, because it lets you always have that, like what, the holiday way where you unbuckle
the Sansa belt.
Yeah. and he's saying, look, around the holidays, that's fine. We let go a little bit. We have some turkey. We eat lots of pie. But he's like, we do this year round in this country. And he's like, it's really adding in terms of the, you know, healthcare in the country. And there's an element that he's right. This does contribute to problems in society. But when it's said from a guy who
Yeah.
The messenger matters, right? Yeah. I mean, he's this little fit guy who's very, very wealthy, is able to lead a life where he can buy the very best things to put into his body. And not everyone lives that way.
Well, so, and have a person to cook for him.
And have a person to cook for him.
Well, and it's a thing, too, like you know, working out all the time and being eating super fit, it costs money.
It costs a lot of money.
And so, you know, for somebody, and you know, anybody can be healthy and whatever, but if you make $30,000 a year and you have three kids...
You drive through McDonald's.
You gotta get what you can get. Yeah, you gotta. But we'll go the farthest, and that's not always the best stuff. But yeah, he was just saying it's like we don't just accept obesity in America; we celebrate it now.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
And
well, and I don't think
he's not wrong exactly, but
there's an element of truth to what Bill Maher says. But it also he's very controversial because he's very blunt about these things.
Yeah.
And not particularly nuanced all the time. He just sort of blurts it out, and he's like, "This is an epidemic, and we need to address it as such, and stop fat celebrating." He calls it fat celebration rather than fat shaming. So he takes it very, very far. I don't know.
it's just funny. Like what if we were like, you know what else is a drain on the economy is old people.
Yeah.
We're tired of these old people, you know, like
walking slow.
Boomer.
Boomer.
Your generation is crippling the Social Security fund.
You guys just keep on living.
Yeah. Do a monologue on that. Yeah, you're living too long. We need the epidemic.
Your camera flashlight is constantly blinding everyone.
That's about it. We'll see you guys on Wednesday. Download the podcast wherever you get them. Spotify, YouTube,
Google.
Apple, Google.
Google.
See Derek's uncovered face on YouTube.
See you then.
Oh, bye.